Texarkana. All right, guys. Hello, hello. This is Erin DeBlanc with TuneIn Texarkana. And as always, we have producer Carl Richter here with us.
Howdy.
And our special guest today, Hunter Clark.
Hey, hey. How's it going, everyone?
But you have, like, several names. I feel like you have a lot of aliases.
A lot of aliases?
Yeah, because you're a Texarkana poet, and you kind of operate under Manverse versus Chorus and all of this. So I feel like Carl and I were even speaking, and he's like, have you heard of Texarkana's poet? I'm like, actually, we're having him on our podcast. So.
Right on, man. Yeah, man. It's like I compartmentalize a lot of the different projects that I have for my art. So I have Poet of Texarkana, which is kind of just like me doing my own thing. Just no specific style or like no specific approach. It just, you kind of get what you get.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little more raw. And then I do have a band, Man versus Chorus, me and my buddy Victor, and then my buddy Curly. He'll come in and play harmonica over us, and man, we have a good time. And that's more like blues folk. Mm-hmm. Like, there's definitely a different inflection for that. And so, like, it's really just like different inflections of my art. So
Do you feel like that represents like different sides of your personality? Do you get to kind of explore different sides of yourself through each of those outlets?
Yes. Yeah, it does kind of let me approach music in different ways. So, like, I try not to really let any sort of thing hold me back like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, really, although Man versus Chorus would be, I would say, more falls into, like, one genre within itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely Poet of Texarkana is just all over the place. You'll be hearing pop music, blues, I mean, just all over from one end to the end.
And we usually catch you, like, I saw you just performed at the Wild Hare, and you're very, very familiar with Hopkins. And,
yeah.
Like, so what are some upcoming shows in December that people can look forward to kind of seeing you around town?
Yeah, dude. We have a bunch of stuff coming up in December. As far as my band, we don't have anything until next year. But at Poet of Texarkana, I have the 14th. And 27th, we're going to be at Hopkins Ice House for open mic. Cool. And so we just, like, invite all entertainers. It doesn't just have to be musicians. Mm-hmm. I mean, just anyone who's looking to either practice their art or get some stage experience, or people who are trying to work out new material who already have the experience. You know, just a place to come hang out and just, like, have a good time and do some art. We do that. It's going to be twice a month. Most time it's once a month, but for December we decided to double down.
Okay.
Also have a show at the Wild Hare the Friday before Christmas. I believe that's the 23rd. And, Friday the 23rd we'll be at the Wild Hare playing music. And then we got a private gig coming up. There's a retirement home. I think it's like West Ridge Creek or something. I don't know.
So you're busy. Regardless,
yeah,
it's the holiday season, busy. You're busy for it. I love it. So we kind of discussed, like, you and I, just outside of this, your process for, like, writing music a little bit and how your poetry really kind of is complemented by the music, and how those, like, you can't have your music without the poetry almost, your writing. And I just love, like, that you have that authenticity that you bring to your music, which is funny because, like, I think I've compared you to Bright Eyes before and Connor Oberst. I feel like you have a doppelganger voice of his, but your music that you write is so original, and it's so, like, compelling. And it's,
right on, dude.
I feel like it just resonates with a lot of people because, like, the energy you bring, whether it's, like, you just tuning up your guitar and trying to, you know, get into that mode, or whether you're on stage or you're at Alley Cats, I feel like this energy you bring is just the same, that it's just this high energy. It's this raw, the energy that you speak of, and it's just authentically you. And
see,
I think that's an element that not a lot of artists can obtain. A lot of people can't create that authenticity and that originality. I think that's really cool about you.
Thank you.
And it's captivating.
Yeah. Right on, dude. For you to say energy so much, I feel so laid back.
But it is, like, the way you not necessarily perform, just the way I feel like you go into the zone, like it's easy, it's palpable.
Yeah.
And so I think that you're a great entertainer. And just, you know, it's funny that we were just talking about this at work, that, you know, over a Zoom call, actually, that it's really hard to just be able to sing or play guitar in general. But then the fact that you're doing both and, like, you're able to, like, switch up things so rapidly and then just provide this, I don't know, vibe that is just, like, it draws you in. And it almost feels like you're singing to this one person. And, like, it's really cool. And I love that.
Well, that's definitely a big part of my music. I definitely write with the intention of finding ways to connect to multiple people. Leave some things up to interpretation, but there's a lot of things we can talk about that are just easy to relate to, whether it's like emotions or like whether we're in the same place and just kind of drawing people in that way. Just one way or another, like finding ways that folks can connect to the music and just feel like they're a part of something and that it's like something greater than itself. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like you kind of really bond with your audience, even though you're not, like, there's not a tangible connection there. Like, you can see that you are really performing for each and every person that is there to experience that. And kind of speaking about being relatable through your music, give us a little bit of background about the first song you're going to sing. Tell us what it is, and then kind of a little brief elevator pitch on it.
Yeah, I can do that. Right. Well, the first song I'm going to play today is called Silver Tongue. It's a song I wrote. And it's about multiple things at the same time. So it's like kind of got a dual meaning. It's part of these series of songs that I like to refer to as Ethos Logos, which essentially is just kind of like a reminder to me. It's a logic through emotion. So I want people to be able to listen to my music and actually learn something and like preserve knowledge that way. And I know, man, reading a book is boring, but if you could have someone create an emotional attachment to a song, and you learn all the words and not realize that you're actually learning how to make a knife or like learning the science of a flower or something, just some random stuff. And it's just like, that's kind of my approach with these.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's hear it.
Right on, dude.
Silver tongue shaped like a knife, but a heart of gold would be nice. And see you pierce me with words. The finest metal is what I deserve. Between the hammer and the forge, you strike me with shape, you strike me with form. Put scales on my sights. Called me a simple machine. Well, this wedge has an edge, yeah. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but silver tongues cut the deepest, yeah. And we'll say sticks and stones can break my bones, but silver tongues cut the deepest, yeah. Thank you. father's blade. I will not bend, I will not break, nor not as I was before. I am no lump, or forsaken my form. Oh, I've taken my form.
That's such a heavy song.
Thank you.
I love it. It's so, like, not aggressive, but, like, you feel a sense of urgency in the song. Like, it's just so intense. Like, you can pick up all the multiple meanings in it, and you're trying to, like, see the blatant, straightforward, you know, feeling like a blacksmith kind of creating it. And you hear the process, like you're saying, you're learning to create this blade. Or whatever the blacksmith is creating, this knife or whatever it is. But you also see how this young man is coming into who he's supposed to be. Or that's how I kind of picked up on it. Yeah. Is, you know, this person becoming who they're supposed to be, being molded by life into who they are going to become. And it's really cool to pick up, I mean, even more so than those meanings. It's really cool to dissect the symbolism.
Yeah, and there's still even so much, beyond that, yeah,
exactly,
so much more.
Exactly. And it's hard to, like, also watching you play and trying to listen at the same time and just kind of dissecting everything that's going on. Because, like I said, there is this rapid transitions and there's this, like, sense of urgency from, like, how loud and fast-paced the song is. And then you watch you and you've got your eyes closed and you're completely immersed in the experience. And it's a lot. And it's a full experience. And that's not something a lot of acoustic musicians can do. They can't fill up the whole story. They can't fill up the space they're performing in. It's not an easy task to do. So when you've got this story that you're telling through your music that is so deep that you're sitting there and you're pondering it and you're like, oh, you're making people really think about, like, what you're saying, but you're also captivated by, like, what you're physically doing too. So you're performing and you're also making people think, and it's just like, it's a really cool full-bodied experience that you're putting out there with just your guitar and your voice.
Right on. Thank you so much.
And you play many instruments, right?
Yeah, I play a lot of instruments.
So why do you kind of, do you find that by limiting yourself to just one instrument, you're able to, like, fully explore that specific one more? Or, like, why do you choose guitar mostly?
Just focus on it. Well, first off, because it's, out of all the instruments I play, it's the best damn one. I'm better at that than the rest. So that's definitely a strong factor. I do play a lot of instruments, and, you know, eventually maybe down the line I'd be happy to play a lot of them on stage. But for now, just sticking to guitar and singing and bringing other people in to play other parts is enough for me.
Oh, yeah. And it's not like it's missing any element watching you. Yeah. That's the thing is, like, like I said, it's a full-bodied experience, multi-sensory experience. Well,
man, all these songs are, like, written from a certain emotion in a certain place. It's like, if you don't throw yourself back into that place while you sing it, then it's just, it kind of feels hollow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're not doing yourself justice. You're not doing the song justice. And it's like, how do you expect other people to connect with that emotion if it's not there? So that's why, and that, man, leading up to that, like, the next song, it's a hard one for me to sing. I don't really sing it on stage. It's just like, you put yourself in these emotional places for these songs, and it takes a toll on you, man. But some of them, it's worth sharing if you think you can help someone work through their emotions and stuff like that, or if you think they can connect to it. At least this next one in particular. There's other ones, it's easy to go into an emotional place. Like the last song, It Don't Hurt, nothing like that. But yeah, this next one,
do you feel
one,
like
it hurts.
It's like a part of, like, how you process it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually how it started off.
Really?
I mean, it was more like a diary to myself. I didn't really care to share.
And do you write down, like, every single thing that you create? Or do you have it now?
I don't write down anything.
Wow. Okay.
Zero.
Wow.
Oh, well, I'll write down a set list so I can remember what order to play them in. I'm really good at forgetting that. No, but when it comes down to it, I like writing in my head. It kind of creates a space that seems a little more fluid. Mm-hmm. It's like a rough draft is what you start off with, but at the same time, it's like, there's certain fluidity to it. I'm not writing anything down, not locking it in stone. I'm just like, I can kind of work through it and just kind of go back and change things or mull things over and just like, I don't know. I just like it that way.
Kind of like a scientist.
I felt like if I write it down, then it wouldn't be appropriate for me to change it later or something. I don't know. Like, all these songs are, like, alive to some degree where, like, they're liable to change.
So do you actually change them sometimes over time? Like, do you find that, like, you've performed a song for 5 years and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I like this now more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, especially, like, playing with my band, like, we'll be goofing around and just, like, even in the middle show, like, dude, Victor will just do something that we totally never done before. And I'm like, yeah, we're keeping that, dude. That sounds cool. Or just, like, you play a note wrong or you have an inflection. The way you're singing just comes out a little different one time. You're like, oh, I like that. I think I'll keep that around. But it, yeah. So, I mean, all the things, they always change. It's always going to change. As I mature as an artist, there's songs that I have from way long ago. It's just like, they're still the same song. It's just I've got better at doing them.
Yeah. So I mean, like, just kind of like the song you just sang. Those, you know, they're going to be molded over time. They're going to change over time. Like, it's amazing to me that you can keep in your head, because I literally have to write down like a grocery list or, you know, a list of things to do every day so that I don't forget. So the fact that you can come up with the whole song and like not have to write it down, it's pretty mind-boggling.
It's terrifying because I do have a really bad memory.
If it was meant to stick, it'll stick.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. Like, if it was good enough, you'll remember it, buddy. Although there's some of those where I'm just like slapping myself on the head, like, man, what was that? What was that one? Yeah.
So you mentioned that some of these are a little bit more intense to take yourself into that moment again to sing, and one of them is the next song you're going to perform. What is the name of this song?
This song, I call it Milky Way.
Okay.
Kind of like off the Milky Way galaxy.
All right.
I wrote this song after someone I love attempted suicide.
Oh, so. Okay. Let's hear it.
So much to wish for, so much to hold. If I'm not here tomorrow, let me go. My mind is fading, oh, so I'm told. Everything that makes me special is growing old. And I let you down and left you low. That man, you think you know, floating and swinging, staring down in my bed. Oh, I'm barely hanging on by a thread. And sorry, I'm leaving for the Milky Way. Put my sorrow. Take my life away. Sorry, I'm leaving for the Milky Way. Put my sorrow so far away. space? Do I float or glide? So help me as I feel deeply. Oh, I'm heavily divided. Goodbye.
Thank you for performing that.
Hey, you're welcome.
Man, it's so interesting hearing one thing, I guess, from doing this now for a few episodes is seeing how so many different artists talk about a lot of the same things in drastically different ways. So, like, hearing you sing about something really, something that can be traumatic and can be depressing and all-encompassing in such a way that's like this folky, indie kind of like rock alternative way, you know? And then you've got like Brain Panic. They talk a lot about mental illness and some of the same things too. And they've got this punk, right out punk, you know, screaming in your face way of doing it. And it's very blatant what they're singing about, right?
She kicks ass.
Too. I love it. And then you've got Phoebe from Fed. You know, these ballads that are just, ethereal ballads. But you all have touched on a very similar subject, and it's really interesting to see how people tell their struggles or their experiences in such a different way. And it's so beautiful to see how it can really shape your music, the way you process things. And so to hear, like, the way you tell your stories is, like, it's just really beautiful. And it's energetic again, and it's fun, but it's also like it's really making you think, like, oh my gosh, I'm like tapping my finger here and like shaking my head, but like, what the heck is he saying? Like, oh crap. Like, you almost feel guilty for enjoying the song a little bit much. Not really guilty, so to say, but you're like, oh wow, like,
it's just,
I didn't
a reason
realize
for you to listen to it again first. I mean, enjoy it on a superficial level. That's what it's about too. I mean, you don't have to think so deep into everything.
It's funny though, because you feel like you should be singing like around a campfire, like when you hear that song, and I'm thinking like, oh, this is like giving me, you know, like, I want to kumbaya a little bit. But then I'm like, I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, oh, man, okay, man, this is intense. But it's also, like, kind of makes you feel good, you know, this idea of, like, going to the Milky Way and, like, being free and, like, that sense of bliss. And it's really a very dimensional song.
Yeah. Well, I remember, man, I was just, it just really helped me work through some of those feelings. It's just like, you know, I've been sad before. A lot of us have. And it's just like, I remember right after it happened, they came up to me, and I was so mad. I remember thinking, I was like, man, that was just so selfish. And I just grabbed them by the shoulders and just shook them. And I remember looking at their face, and I was like, man, I just recognized something. I was like, man, the same sadness on their face is the same sadness that I feel in me. Mm-hmm. And I recognized that. And so I held them against my chest till my shirt was soaking wet. Mm-hmm. And I just, but
that's so important.
This song just, like, kind of puts myself in their shoes. And, you know, because just, like, you know, so, like, am I just one bad day away from being that person?
Right.
You know?
I mean, the fact that you're willing to do that, and, gosh, that speaks volumes of your character, because there are not a lot of people who can say that they have someone who is willing to go and do that to, like, really empathize. Like, that's a really, your emotional intelligence is, like, really strong. And that's a really great thing to see in today's society where, you know, a lot of people, we're so separated from our devices or our daily lives, the hustle and bustle of it all. And so, like, to have someone literally grab you and hold you, like, that's not something you really have. A lot of people have access to feel vulnerable around someone and feel safe.
Yeah.
That's something that you were able to provide, and that, probably is just something that was meant beyond measure. You know, you can't measure the value of that meant to that person. And so I'm sure your music extends that same you know, care and empathy.
To some degree. Yeah. I mean, all these songs have different purposes. So, like, that song, of course, you know, I wrote it for myself, and then I decided to share it for everyone else. And so it's meant, like, it definitely has a purpose of helping myself and others in some way. You know, every song has a different reason to it, a different purpose. Like, yeah, that's one way that I approach music, but I don't know. I just don't think we should limit ourselves. We should not stylistically or what mm-hmm. what inspires us to keep going. Like my next song, it's definitely meant to bring people together to make you feel connected to something.
All right, well, let's
yeah.
hear that one.
Well, yeah. I decided what type of folk singer would I be if I didn't write about where I live. So as a poet to Texarkana, this next song is called Texarkana.
I stood on the curb overlooking state line on the edge of Texas. Well, I could slip and fall all the way to Arkansas. That's where my ex lives. So I dance in the street while I laugh, cheer, and sing. My friends, they join me. What's the old rail yard where we stand on the cars and hold our glass high? Well, I drink to Arkansas, and I drink to Texas too, and I drink to Texarkana from marrying the two. And I drink to Arkansas, and I drink to Texas too, and I drink to Texarkana. Marrying the two. Well, I'm gonna hustle to the shuffle, make shapes out of clouds, then go get drunk at Hopkins and walk about the town. So there's the highway and the low way and me in between, barefoot on a gravel road, howling at the moon. Between the bad times, there's good times, and we do the good times well. Well, I call it twice as nice, and I have tickets to sell. Well, I drink to Arkansas, and I drink to Texas too, and I drink to Texarkana for marrying the two. And I drink to Arkansas, and I drink to Texas too, and I drink to Texarkana for marrying the two.
I love that. That might be my favorite.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You pretty much touched everything. You had the shuffle. You had Hopkins. You have Twice as Nice. It's only missing the Grim. It's literally like it's fantastic. That should be playing on radios as people enter Texarkana.
It's a little bit for there's a little something for everyone.
Yeah, I love it. Like you
and the chorus has such a hook too.
Right.
It's good. It's
easy to remember. I like it. It's very clever. Very clever. I'm surprised Main Street hasn't picked it up yet.
It's a love song.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Very catchy.
Thank you. That's for y'all, Texarkana.
I love it though. So are you born and raised from here?
No.
Ooh.
No, I was, Texarkana is my home by choice.
Okay.
I was born in Chicago.
Wow.
Raised in Houston.
Okay.
And, my wife, her family's from up here. So,
nice. So love brought you here.
Yeah, that's right. Love brought me here. Love keeps me here.
Well, and I'm from Houston as well. So
really?
But Chicago, I would not have guessed, wearing your Carhartt overalls now and being from Chicago.
Yeah, there's a whole
playing folk songs.
A whole side of my family. Like, what is that boy wearing?
It's got a strong accent now. Yeah, I love it though. So you've really like what? I mean, because like you're that song right there. You've picked up on a lot of things that you wouldn't know about if you hadn't moved here. So it seems like you've pretty much assimilated into the good old Texarkana life. So how long have you been here now?
I've been here about 4 years now this here? Time.
Okay.
The first time we moved here at the end of 2016, I lived here for about a year and a half. And that time we were leaving Houston, man, I just wanted to go see what the rest of the world was like. And when I stopped in Texarkana, I was like, let's just keep going. So after that, we went to Louisiana for a year, went to West Texas for a year. And I was like, you know what? I really like Texarkana. That was a pretty cool place. And seemed like a pretty easy choice, especially living out in the desert. I was like, man, yeah. I miss trees. You know who has a lot of trees? Texarkana has a lot of trees.
And they're tall here, not like in West Texas where they're little shrubbery trees.
Yeah. But no, all that aside, I love it here. It's so awesome. I feel like it's big enough, there's stuff to do, and there's enough people, but small enough that you can kind of make a difference.
Well,
that we can kind of make a change here. Like Houston can seem so overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely. And it changes so rapidly, too.
Yeah, and there's just a lot.
When's the last time you've been there?
Last time I've been there? I think it was the end of the summer we went to go visit. But, I mean, we'll be back for Christmas.
So I hadn't been back in, like, maybe 8 years or something. And then I went a few years back. And it has changed so much. Like, where I used to go, like, in the Third Ward is now all art galleries and has murals covered everywhere. And I'm like, it's so nice. And like, you don't feel scared to be around here anymore. It's you know, a little bit of gentrification has occurred in Houston. It's changed a lot.
Those people are still there. They're just in a different neighborhood now.
Right. But it was really cool seeing like an homage to UGK. And you're like, and then they used like really nice art galleries. So it's really interesting.
Houston definitely has a way of changing shape.
I think that's one good thing about Texarkana, though. Like you mentioned, it is big enough to, like, you have the things you need and that you want, enough to, like, have some family entertainment or whatever, but small enough where you can leave an imprint. You can change certain things about it. You can build a culture here.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, an important part about feeling connected to your community is feeling like you have a say and the outcome of that community.
Yeah. We're just a big little town, man.
And it's really cool though, because like you're doing a whole lot of grassroots stuff to build up the music scene here. And I think that's like something that a lot of local musicians really are struggling right now with, is that there's not a strong supported music scene here. And like, you guys put in a lot of work, a whole lot of work. And like that, it's really cool to see you guys support one another, and that like, especially with what you do with open mic nights and stuff, I think it just gives a lot of people a lot of opportunities they wouldn't normally have.
And that's honestly one of the biggest things of why I do open mic night. I want to inspire our community to be more creative.
Mm-hmm.
Like I strongly believe that's the meaning of life, is just to create through time.
What has everyone been talking about? Busking.
Busking?
Yeah. I feel like that would be really nice to see everyone out on the corner just playing freely again. Yeah.
It'd be nice, but I would, from experience in Texarkana busking, wait for an event.
Yeah.
Wait for an event, whether it's Mardi Gras or Rail Fest or any of the festivals downtown. Go busk on those days. You might make some money.
There you go.
But a regular Friday night, it's hard to
hard
to really get that. It's just the volume of people. It's kind of sporadic. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have some weekends that are super busy downtown.
Right.
And some weekends just not so much. And that's where I like playing the most, is probably downtown.
Right. Yeah. Because like, I think that's where I've seen you, but I tend to stick downtown anyways.
Yeah.
But,
other than Aero Bar. Shout out to Aero Bar. They're the only reason I go outside of downtown.
Well, and they've got a pretty good local music scene as well. I feel like they compete really with Hopkins quite a bit as far as
Aero Bar. Yeah, dude. They are, and as far as a track record, consistently, like since I came around in 2016 and even before me, they have been doing so much for local artists.
And I was worried, like, with them relocating, that might impact, their ability to.
It's got more room and a bigger stage.
If anything, they're doing more now, and I think that's really cool.
But there's a couple places around town that are doing good things for up-and-coming artists. Hopkins is another one.
Absolutely. But it takes individuals like you and, you know, Joe Jack, Nikki, and Fed, and all these people coming together to, like, really support one another.
Yeah.
Because there's just not a lot of opportunities around here, and y'all could be very competitive, you know, and work against one another. But instead, you guys choose to work together. Yeah,
I know, particularly Joe Jack and I do. We've had shows together in the past.
And that's really cool, too, because, like, still being a small town, there is still a tight-knit community of musicians here where y'all do kind of bounce around and create all these new projects together, and that keeps the music scene really cultivated.
And that's something I'd like to see more of, is, like, people putting other local bands on their bills together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, if y'all got 3 hours to play, man, just work out some sort of thing. Let them have the first third. You take the last two-thirds, play 1 hour and 2 hours, and just, like, kind of trade each other's gigs out like that, just to kind of – it'll promote both bands more.
Yeah, I think like that would help.
It would really help people.
People being more creative about it.
We've done a little bit of that, but I'd really like to see more of it. I'd like to do more of it myself, too.
Well, hopefully the local music scene here continues to grow. I know that a lot of people really want it to happen, and it just takes a lot of leg work and, you know, a lot of consistency. Yeah. But I know you guys are passionate.
Man. Just the way open mics have been going, man, just like – so much original music coming through there. It's so awesome. We're so lucky to have so many talented people in Texarkana.
We really are. Some amazingly, incredibly talented people who come up with original works of art. And then just to be able to share them. And I just really hope the community starts, like you said, the attendance for things is so all over the place sometimes that I feel like we just need to be consistent with supporting our local musicians a little bit more. I feel like you guys put in all the work. The least we can do is support y'all a little bit more.
Yeah. So. It's just, man, it's so hard. So many different avenues to get to people.
Yes.
And everything's so scattered. I wish there was, like, some people could come back to one sort of source to find all the information for all the places.
Hard. But, I mean, we're getting there. And I know you guys do a lot on Facebook, and y'all are very connected, and that's important to keeping it moving forward.
Yeah.
And speaking of moving forward, what is the next song we have on our agenda here today?
Next song is going to be Green Walls. I wrote this song in effort to kind of help people get off their butt and do something for their community. This song's about philanthropy.
Loving you is the love.
loving me. You want to help, but you don't know how. Got to let someone help you out. The love in you, the love in me. I'm sure together we can work this out. How many miles can we plan out? Such love in you. That's the love in you. It's the love in you, yeah. It's the love in you.
Now I see why you call them Ethos Logos. Like, I really get it. So what made you, was there any particular instance that made you want to write that one, or was it just kind of a collective of experiences that you're like, I really want to get this off my chest?
Purpose.
Yeah.
Man, I just, there's a lot of different things I want to see music do. And I think there's a lot of things that people are leaving untapped. And if we get back to having music inspire people, and like for there to be a message there. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I saw that void, and I just decided I'd fill it.
I think a lot of young people, especially musicians, aren't typically singing about, like, altruism and philanthropy. Like, that's such a funny, but, like, subject that when you dissect it, you're like, oh, yeah, that's what it's about. But, like, when you're hearing it, you're like, oh, okay. It feels like it's another folk song. But it's funny to me that that's, like, the theme is, you know, something as obvious that everybody, I guess, in their community should be doing. Like, that's kind of sad that we're having to, like, inspire people to do this. Like, we have to.
I don't think so. I don't think we should look at it like that.
How do you look at
it? It's not sad. It's just a little inspiration. There's all sorts of things we forget to do all the time. I mean,
true.
Maybe there's a lot of people that want to help. There's a lot of good people out there, man. They just forget.
That is true.
Just forget to be good sometimes.
That's very merciful of you. I like the outlook you have. I guess it is very positive. It is very altruistic. Like, you can see that you're a very caring person, and that you use your music as a way to relate to people, to kind of communicate with people. Even though, like, music can typically be like a one-sided message, it's like you're using it as a form of dialogue or a way to open and start a conversation about, like, meaningful things.
Yeah.
And then in, like, such a way that, I guess, is not a typical perspective. Like, you do have this really genuine, lighthearted, like, air about you. I feel like it's not...
Well, I just want the music to be approachable in some way.
Yeah.
Being nicer helps that.
I like it. You're like, no, we're going to look at this positive no matter what it is. Like, yeah. That's a good quality to have. And to be able to put in that twist on whatever subject you're approaching.
Well, I know the alternative, so.
Right, well, there you just, go.
And if we are who we choose, I don't want to go fishing for hate or anything like that, so I just choose to be happy.
The energy you put out there definitely kind of reflects back onto you a little bit, for sure.
Right on, dude.
But, so what is, you have one more song, right?
I sure do.
Oh my gosh, let's hear it. What is this one?
This one, so I like writing songs for, like, particular situations and times, or like a moment or a special event, or like today coming on y'all's podcast. So I like to write songs that, like, connect us to those events and stuff like that. So, this song is called Tune In.
I love it.
Tune in, what a mighty fine sound. Maybe I got time if you like to sit down. Have a conversation, pull string. We can act like friends, I'll tell you what I think. You may like who I am or where I come from. That's really not important, my creation's my sum. So let's unwrap it, unpack it, then seal it again. Spread it all across that into a will. Oh, I got that love you've been looking for, yeah. take it from me. Take it from me. Well, I was getting by, so I did the math. Started counting dimensions to figure out what I am. Although it adds up to a nominal sum, found the meaning to life is creation. So many mediums meander through my mind. Music's my first choice, helps it scan on the finish line. I'm a lover, a fighter, a brother, a friend. Well, I'll leave it up to you as to where I fit in. Oh, I got that love you've been looking for, yeah. I need someone you believe. Oh, oh, I got that love you've been looking for, yeah. I need someone you believe. Take it from me.
You're so catchy.
Thanks.
I love it. Each one of those, like, you can't help but, like, tap your foot. Like, I feel like I got the dad vibes going on. I should be wearing New Balances and tapping my feet and, like, clapping along. Like, I feel so cheesy about it, but I love it because it's, like, they are so catchy.
Yeah.
No matter what, you, like, want it. Like, you feel like you already know the words, even though you don't. Like, you're just like, yeah, like, bobbing your head around with it.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
Well, I got a question. How does it make you feel? Like, do you feel connected to these songs in any sort of way like that? Or?
Absolutely. I think that's, like I said, something that is really specific to who you are as an artist is that open dialogue it creates. Because it, as you're playing along, you're, like, really thinking about it's kind of like this dimensional experience you're having because your body is doing one thing, but your mind is, like, trying to dissect everything you're saying. And every word and every verse you're saying has so much meaning to unpack. So you can't help but, your mind can't help but kind of want to have this conversation going as you're listening along. Like, it's, so there is this communication going on without us even speaking back and forth.
Yeah, it's definitely meant to be thought-provoking and stimulating.
Absolutely, and I think that's definitely a goal you've accomplished with every song, especially within this series. Like, you can see how they all fit together. They all have different meanings, but they all kind of piggyback off of one another in different ways.
Yeah.
And regardless of which one you're looking at, they're all trying to open this conversation and to relate to somebody. And I think that that is, like, the most important thing that music can do is connect people together to one another and to be able to have that conversation, to relate those experiences to one another and to bring people together ultimately. And I think that's such an essential part of your personality.
Yeah. Well, that's honestly, like, the biggest part of my purpose, you know, and I've just, my big goal for Texarkana is just to bring people together, create a sense of community, create a sense of culture, and, you know, just to, for us to just be together, hang out, and also to just, and promote creativity. That's the biggest thing, is just have people going out there and just creating. And it doesn't just have to be music. I mean, just think of all the five senses, how you can stimulate those in different ways. And just, like, I don't know, just be creative. I just want Texarkana to be more creative.
Yeah. I mean, I can, it's kind of like you were saying earlier, like, we're, it's almost like, you know, you smell a scent and it brings back to a specific moment in time. So, like, those songs being created off of specific, like, experiences or subjects or whatever, I feel like that makes them a little bit more tangible.
Yeah, there's definitely an emotional root to each track.
Absolutely.
And definitely a place that each of them come from.
Yeah, and so even if you can't see the experience that you had creating that, it still triggers something within the listener that they maybe go back to a specific experience they had. It's that palpable, what you're saying.
And that's a hard thing that I definitely try to stay conscious of, is, like, keeping that balance between my experience and what other people's experiences, and let their kind of create a middle ground of interpretation for them to relate to that. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, everyone's bad day isn't the same bad day, or everyone's good day, same. It's just, like, just a way you can relate to it, to be broad enough to be like, okay, this could be me, but to be narrow enough to be like, wow, this is me.
Exactly. And I think it's that dialogue that you're speaking of right there that opens that dialogue, because it's relatable, but because it's specific, with just enough, like, wiggle room to kind of be like, okay, I totally understand.
It's a balancing act.
Yeah. But you totally incite that emotion evoke that emotion. I mean, with a lot of people, you're able to share exactly kind of a touch of what's going on in your head. And it's like if you could put your personality into like some visual experience in your music into some visual experience, I would picture this really happy person like on the outside, like this whimsical kind of experience you have whenever we interact. I feel like it's just always like this really lighthearted, caring experience that's being shared no matter what. Like I feel like there's always this one-on-one conversation no matter how many people are in the room. It's a very authentic experience. It's the same way with your music. And I think that's just really freaking powerful to be able to do, to be able to share that relatable experience. It's something that's tangible. And like I said, if we were to put you into like a visual thing, it would be very just like, you're just so approachable. I guess that's what it is. Like you just, I picture you and your music, I guess this cartoon of just like ultimate approachability and relatability, but you're talking about some really important things that in a way that everybody can understand and everybody can kind of communicate in their own way. And I think that's
mission really accomplished. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. We're good. So, I mean, thank you for sharing and thank you for coming on today. I think, your music is so significant, especially, for Texarkana, to building up the culture of our music scene here and for supporting other artists who are trying to pursue the same path and that want to see that change for Texarkana. Cause I mean, we are a community based off of a really strong music scene from, I mean, what, 50 years ago or so. So why not now?
And
I think that you asking that question and demanding it and other artists demanding and asking the same questions, why not now? Why not us?
Oh, we're back. We're already doing exactly. It. You just got to open your eyes. We're here.
And again, that's why it's so important for people to get out in our community and support you local artists and show you guys that we appreciate what you're doing. And we do. And so I appreciate you for coming on today.
Right on. All I got to say is, guys, come hang out. Let's come hang out. We're going to have a good time.
And then how can people find you on social media if they want to come to your shows in December?
If they want to find me on social media, if you go to Poet of Texarkana on Facebook, all upcoming events, whether it's my band or solo shows or anything art related in relation to myself, Poet of Texarkana on Facebook is going to be your best bet.
Awesome. And if you don't find him on Facebook, you can find him at the Aero Bar or Hopkins, I'm sure, or the Wild Hare.
Yeah, I'm all
you're around. But thank you so much, and it was such a pleasure to be able to get to know you a little bit more, and I just appreciate all that you do.
All right. Thank y'all so much. Much love.
Tune in Texarkana is a Texarkana Gazette podcast produced in Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. Aaron DeBlanc hosts the show, and Carl Richter produces and edits. Contact Aaron at edeblanc@texarkanagazette.com or Carl at krichter@texarkanagazette.com. If you like the show, please post a positive review wherever you get podcasts. And we'll see you next time.